Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
amen. Welcome, amen, to Wednesday Night Lamb, amen, here on Nathan on the Spot, amen, AMG Radio, amen. Glad to make your acquaintance. I am your host, amen, and also teacher, amen, Prophet Yehoshua Brown, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We thank God to be here once again to bring you the very best in Bible teaching, amen, straight from the prophetic dimension, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you wish to contact this ministry, amen, our contact information, amen, you can go to shofarsofglory.org. That is shofarsofglory.org, amen. And also, amen, we have the Cornerstone conference that we're doing. Me and my wife, Lady Tanya, amen, elect Lady Tanya, amen, where we'll be hosting the Cornerstone Apostolic Prophetic Conference in Orangeburg, South Carolina, April the 8th through the 10th. 2016, they'll be available on John C. Calhoun at the old Holiday Inn, amen, now it's known as the Econo Lodge, amen, amen. You can register on the website, shofarsofglory.org. We have apostles and prophets coming from around the country. You don't want to miss it, such as Dr. Apostle Winston Cooper, amen, from the Mouth of God Ministries, amen, one of my mentors, amen, also from Praise the Lord TBN, Prophetess Caroline Cooper, amen. Prophet Dyson Smith, Prophetess Michelle Smith, Pastor Tori Montgomery, Prophet Dominique Addison, Sky Addison, a host of many others. Amen. You don't want to miss it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We also have our 5 a.m. prayer, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, now that we got all that out the way, amen. The number for tonight, 347-945-5416. That is 347-945-5416. Amen. After the study, amen, we will be opening up the lines where you can press 1 at the end of the study. Amen. If you have any questions, amen, or you'd like to share your thoughts or comments, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Now let's get to the book of pain. My flesh hates this Bible. My flesh despises this Bible. Because when I want to do wrong, amen, this Bible gets me right. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, let the words and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, give me the eyes as an eagle, Lord God, the nose of a bear in the spirit, God, the ears of an owl, God. Walk and lead me and guide me, God, that I may minister to the needs of your people. Lord God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, that Lord God, that you anoint this work on here tonight, Lord God, release your angels. Lord God, begin to put everything in check that is unholy, Lord God. Break up the fallow ground, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, let the spirit of the prophet, Lord God, be running, Lord God. Let it run through me, God, and walk and lead me in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We give honor tonight to El Barat, El Hasim, El Elyon, Yehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Adonijah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Janiki, Jehovah Makadesh. We give honor to the Father and also our Lord and Savior, who makes it all happen, amen, Yeshua HaMashiach. All right, Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, we're going to talk, if I have to use for a theme tonight, we're talking prophetic translation. I'm going to take my time tonight. We're talking prophetic translation in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in Genesis chapter 5, we have verse 21. I'll read verse 21 through 24, and we will begin by the Holy Ghost to expound on the scripture. Amen. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So right here, amen, as we start off this Bible study, we see that there is Enoch. Now, amen, the Bible tells us specifically Enoch lived 65 years. So when he got to the age of 65, Enoch had to make a decision. When he got to 65 years old, amen, he came to a transition in his life. Most of you, amen, wait till you, amen, done run down, amen, that you done gave the enemy the best years of your life, amen, and You want to get old and give your life to God. Well, Enoch waited till he was 65. Now, the Bible tells us he lived 365 years, to be 365 years old in the natural earth realm. But when he was 65 years old, he had a son named Methuselah, and all of a sudden life began to change for old Enoch. The Bible says, amen, that Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. Look at verse 22. It said Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. So that means after he had his son, he began to say, God, I'm going to straighten up. After he had his son at 65 years old, he said, Lord, I got to make some changes in my life because my son that I'm having is going to help keep the lineage of what you have put inside of me alive. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And during this time, amen, sin was running rampant in the earth realm in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We know, amen, then we know that men begin to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, King Jesus. We knew that men begin to call upon the name of the Lord and begin to call on God very mightily in the earth realm. We know that when chapter 4 goes out, we know when Seth came in, he brought people back to the altar, and men began to call on the name of the Lord, amen. So now, Enoch was kind of different from everybody else. Enoch, amen, he was one, amen, that was living a certain kind of way on the outer court. He said, I know God, but I don't come to church for all that. I don't get in religion for all that. But somehow, the power of God will not leave Enoch alone. The Bible says he walked with God after he begat Methuselah. So that means he began to walk with God. It's impossible to walk with God and not be affected. Lazarus walked with Jesus, and we know that he was affected so much, amen, that he literally died and had to be born again. Amen. So it's impossible for you to walk with God and not have a life-changing experience. We know that God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, and amen, Adam was changed, amen. Adam lived a change. Adam, amen, lived and walked in King dominion and proclaimed and announced change in the name of Jesus Christ. He walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. You mean to tell me for 300 years you were walking with God? You mean to tell me for 300 years you got the Most High God, amen, hanging out, amen, as your best friend, amen. The Bible don't say that Enoch was a friend of God like Abraham, but nevertheless, the Bible does tell us that he walked with God. The Bible don't tell us that he knew God face to face like Moses, but nevertheless, the Bible tells us he walked with God. Matter of fact, he was the second one to, matter of fact, he was the first one in this natural state of man to walk with God. Adam walked with God as a perfect man, but we know that Enoch was not a perfect man. He was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we know he was the first man to walk with God in this body that had flesh. Adam was the first one to walk with God as a perfect man. So now Enoch walking with God, have this child walking 300 years with God. He had other sons and daughters. But our concern is not on his sons and daughters. Our concern is on Enoch for right now. The Bible says that the days of Enoch were 365 years. Amen. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. What does that mean, preacher? That means, amen, he was not like everybody else of that day. Everybody else, amen, had a heart to do evil. Everybody else in his family, amen, wanted to do their own thing. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Enoch didn't want to be like everybody else. Enoch wanted to be, since I'm walking with God, I might as well go all in. Ain't that something? When you're walking with God, praise God, that you want to get all in with God, that you want to lay everything down and forsake all manner of sin. And you said, because if God called me to this work, to this kingdom work, I might as well go all in. If God called me to be a partaker of his kingdom, to be translated out of darkness into the marvelous light, I might as well go all in. Enoch says, since I done changed, I might as well walk with God, amen, and become exactly like the person I'm hanging out with. Amen. Enoch was what you call a product of his environment. He walked with God. His atmosphere was the presence of God. So quite naturally, he had to been changed, amen, to the likeness of God. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews, amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to the hall of faith, amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see something very key about Enoch. Roboshata. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, the Bible declares and says that by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Stop right there. That word translate in the Greek is metathemi. In other words, it means the transport. Amen. Exchange. Carry over. Put in another place. Change oneself. Amen. Transport. Okay? Let's work on that. So by faith, Enoch was transported that he should not see God. By faith, Enoch was carried over. So that means what Enoch did in the earth realm, it put up his treasures in heaven where no man could rob him. What he did on earth, it carried him over to the other side. What he did for God on this side affected his transportation. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't you know, amen, what you do for God on this earth is going to affect where you're headed? Enoch knew that revelation. He knew that, amen, so he allowed his faith to transport him to a place, amen, that he never dreamed he'd be. He said, by faith, by faith. You know, the song says, we come this far by what? Faith. So I want you to know that your faith is the vehicle. Your faith is the transportation to take you, amen, to where you need to go. Your faith is transportation. If you're going through a storm or you got a mountain in your way, your faith, by faith, it can move. It got to move, amen. Because if faith is your transportation, long as you believe in Jesus and you declare in the name of Jesus, by faith, it got to move. But by faith, Enoch was carried over that he should not see death, amen, and was not found, amen. The devil could not find Enoch's body, amen. Death couldn't find Enoch's body. Hell could not find Enoch's body. My God, they checked the grave. Enoch wasn't there. My God, Enoch says, I'm going on to glory now. He was not found because how did Enoch get caught up? What made Enoch so special? My God, it says he had this testimony. He said that I please God. Wait a minute. God is a spirit. Enoch was in the natural. How can you please a spirit? How can you please God? That lets us know that his life that he was living on this earth was a life that pleased God. And when your life pleased God, your life is going to take you, amen, to higher heights and deeper realms. When your life pleased God, amen, God will make your enemies your footstool. When a man way pleases God, amen, God will take you further than you ever imagined. But without faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please him. So now we got it. His life he lived was a life of what? Faith. The life he lived was a life of faith. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we know that he lived a life where he was dependent on God for everything in his life. Stay with me. Enoch lived a life when it came down to food. By faith, he trusted God. When it came to get from point A to point B, by faith, he trusted God. When it came down to marriage and having kids, amen, by faith, he trusted God. Faith, amen, like the Bible says, trust in God. Lean with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because if I lean to my own understanding, I just cancel out faith. The ingredient that you need for faith is that you got to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to the area of your own understanding why I can't lean to my own understanding. Well, let me tell you something here. You can't lean to your own understanding because the Bible says that God said, my ways is higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Even the foolish thought of God, if he had one, is still higher than your most wisest thought. My God, what an awesome God we serve. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So if you want to come to God, you got to believe that he is all that you need. If you come to God, you got to believe that he's all that you would ever want. If you come to God, he got to be your provisionary. He got to be the reason for your existence. You can't put nothing above him. Can't be nothing before him. And if there's nothing before him, he's going to impact your character. He's going to impact your integrity. He's going to impact the way that you conduct yourself. He's going to conduct, my God. He's going to, amen, he's going to be all in your thoughts, all in your mind. 2 o'clock in the morning, out to bed, God is there. Go out to work, amen, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. Guess what? God is all in my thoughts on my job. Boss man, get on my nerve, amen. I can't get away from God's presence, amen. Hallelujah, because God is there, amen. Amen, when I go around my family, they unsaved, amen. I look all around, I see ungodliness in the land. Guess what? God is still with me, amen. I got to believe God is. Even when the places that it look like God ain't, God still got to be is. Hallelujah. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Watch this. The Bible also says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You see that? He's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. So you can't be lackadaisy about this. You can't be half-hearted seeking God. Diligent. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we know that Enoch diligently sought the face of God. We know that Enoch, amen, got to a place where his prayer life mattered more to him than anything else. His relationship with God mattered more than anything that he could ever think of. Anything, any other money, finances. Hey, watch this. God said, when you focus on me, I give you the desires of your heart. When you focus on me, I supply your needs according to my riches and glory, amen. When you focus on me, amen, don't worry about all the other stuff. Don't worry about all the other provision, because in prophetic translation, amen, is when you get to a place when you are focused on God because you're diligently seeking him. In prophetic translation, amen, you get to a place, amen, where nothing else matters, amen, but the face of God and not the hand of God. In prophetic translation, amen, nothing matters. Nothing but God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 59. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 59, glory to God. Now, what we have here in Isaiah 59, in verse 19, I believe, hallelujah, what the book says. The book says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Oh, watch this. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, said the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words have I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, said the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Hold it right there. So now what we have in verse 19, we were talking about Enoch in prophetic translation. Now God says, when you live a life of prophetic translation, you're going to fear the name of the Lord. Number one, you're going to fear the name of the Lord. What that means, to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord means you care about his thoughts. When you fear the Lord, you care about how Jesus feels about what you're doing. How does he feel about who you're about to marry? He feels about who you're shacking up with. Who he feels about, amen, where you're working at. Hallelujah. You like the paycheck, but God says it's time for you to go. My God. And you say, well, I'm not going to get off my job. But if you was only tapping into the mind of God, you would realize God wants you to leave there so he can give you something better. Hallelujah. It's all about sacrifices and changes, amen. Hallelujah. You say, God, why I'm going through all of this stuff, man? My God. My kids bringing home D's and F's, amen. But yet I'm a good parent, amen. But God said, hold on, because your kids got to go through their own testimony. My God, you're clicking, my God. I'm making a preacher out of your son. I'm making a preacher out of your daughter, amen. Your kids are going through what they're going through, amen. Because if they never fail, amen, they never knew what a God, what a good God they serve. If they would never fail, if they would never fall, they would never knew that they needed a God to get them out. They would never know that you indeed need a God to get you out. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising. The sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. Huh? So the fear, to fear the name of the Lord is going to start in a place of setting. When you set still, it's going to come in a place of rest, because the sun sets in the west, it rises in the east and sets in the west. So he said, so the fear, the name of the Lord is going to come from the west. So the fear of God is going to come in your resting place. When that sun sits down in the west, it rests in the west. So that's where you need to be to tap into the fear of the Lord. And his glory from the rising of the sun. His glory from the rising of the sun. That's why we call it morning glory. When we do 5 a.m. prayer, we call it what? Morning glory. Because as the sun begins to come up, that is symbolic of a fresh move of God that God is releasing into the earth realm. It is symbolic of a fresh move of God to rise. Watch this. Every day his mercy is renewed. Every day his goodness is, my God, his goodness is renewed. Every day, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why he says we've been made endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Why is it coming in the morning? Because the sun is rising. And because the sun is rising, that means God is shining on me. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to be the light of the world, praise God. He said, I want you to be the light of the world. Amen. A light on the hill cannot be hid. Hallelujah. I called you, to, amen, to put the candle back in the church. Amen. In order to set the candle on fire, amen, I need you to go in there and light the fire. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, from the glory, his glory, from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, my God, enemy all around, my God, folk talking about you, bills due, folk trying to come after you. My God, God said, when the enemy come in like a flood, God said, I'm going to hide you in the secret place, and I'm going to set you in the places of the heavenly host, amen. I'm going to set you up on high, amen, and I'm going to put the enemies underneath your feet. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, amen. The enemy comes in like a flood, but the Spirit of God lift up a standard. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to put your enemies down underneath your feet on the levels. And he said, I'm going to hide you around the dimensions. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God said, don't worry about what you're going through. He said, to keep your eyes to the hills, which comes to your help. If I keep my eyes in dimensions, if I keep my eyes in realm, my God, and what's going on the ground, amen, ain't going to bother me. Only thing is a danger to you on the ground is snakes and scorpions. My God. And amen, when you sit in the heavenly places and you come down, amen, on the ground, then my God, those snakes and scorpions will get you and they'll beat you with experience. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard, what? Against him. So now the standard is like a wall. It's also like a banner, a wall. Amen. Like you built a dam around a water, amen, a water river, amen. So what you have, amen, the enemy's trying to get in. But God told the enemy, you can keep on knocking, but you can't come in, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. When Jesus was walking on the water, amen, he said, because I made it, you can make it also. Simon Peter said, Master, my God, if it's in you, if it's really you, let me come on the water. Let me do what you do, Jesus. Amen, don't you know you can do what Jesus do? Amen. He called you out on the water. Amen. And he bids you to walk. Signs, wonders, and miraculous. Supernatural manifestation. And God bids you to come on the water. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, I'm walking on water tonight. We're walking on water. But when you begin to pay attention to your storm, my God, you begin to sink. And you know what you do? You say, Master, help me. And he said, why didn't you believe? Oh, ye of little faith. Come on now. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. We're talking about prophetic translation. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, what we have here in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, glory be to thy name. Now, watch this. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, thank you, Holy Ghost, Paul said he knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago within the body. I'm in verse 2 of chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. He said, I cannot tell. So now what we have here, verse 3, he said, I knew such a man whether in the body or out of the body. I cannot tell. God knows. How that he was caught up, verse 4, how that he was caught up into what? Paradise. Stop right there. So now we know that Paul was what? He was caught up. Watch this. He was caught up. He was prophetic translated. Amen. Caught up to where? To paradise. Okay. Paradise. Amen. He was caught up in a vision to the atmosphere of God. He was caught up into the presence of God. My God. Paradise is also likened unto Eden. Amen. In the Garden of Eden. Eden is also translated, amen, as paradise. Jesus told the thief on the cross. He said, I'll be my God. He said, today you will be with me in what? Paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. So, amen, Paul had a taste of paradise. The Eden that they cannot find on the map right now. The same Eden that Adam walked in. Amen, was nothing more than the paradise of God, the atmosphere of God. And he heard unspeakable words, but it is not lawful for me to utter. Amen, my God. Paul got caught up and heard, amen, a language that he never heard before. That's why the book of Revelation, it says, we're going to sing a song we ain't never sung before. Hallelujah. We talk about the heavenly choir. My God, we're going to sing in the heavenly choir. Paul said, it's not lawful for a man to utter. Amen. Because when you're in heaven, amen, you can't translate the communication of the heavenly by being a mortal man. That's why the Bible says, amen, when Jesus told a story of a man had to die and who gonna get the wife, amen, him or his brother, Jesus said there's no marriage in heaven, but that we are all like angels in heaven. There's no marriage in heaven, but we're all going to be like angels in heaven. So if we're going to be in angels of heaven, then Paul had trouble translating the language of angels, my God. He had trouble translating, the, my God, the language of angels into a natural manifestation. So he said, I heard unspeakable words. He could not speak it. He said the words that he heard, he could not speak them, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Verse 5 says, for such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but my what? But my infirmity. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2 quickly. Let's tie this thing on up. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Where we going now, we're going to go and talk about being prophetically translated. Now, 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. It says, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Now, stop right there. The thing I want you to see with being prophetic translation, that when Elijah was being taken up to heaven, before it even happened, God made that decision for Elijah. Elijah did not make that decision on his own. Read it again. It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a what? By a whirlwind. So this decision for him to be prophetically translated, it had nothing to do with him own self. God made that decision on this particular instance for Elijah. Watch this. He was caught up in the spirit. He was caught up in the outward glory of his presence as a whirlwind. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. They said on the day of Pentecost, they heard a sound of a great, mighty what? Rushing wind. You see that? Mighty rushing wind. So we know that this whirlwind was nothing more but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Spirit of God, and it also was a whirlwind, and it also was mixed with fire. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you know, amen, when you're translated, amen, it's a burning, amen, that takes place. It's a burning. So Elijah had to be, he had to break natural barriers to go into the super, to go into the spirit realm. So there was a supernatural invasion, my God. There was a supernatural invasion into the natural realm to pull that which is natural into the supernatural realm, my God. To be caught up is the invasion of the supernatural into the natural. So the supernatural snatched up the natural and carried it into the realm of the supernatural. It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah. He was going to be transported. Because he was being transported, this transportation affected him. Watch this. His transportation affected his transformation. On the Transfiguration Mountain with Jesus, the apostles was up there with Jesus. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The transformation on the Transfiguration Mountain did not hinder the transportation. Okay? Because, watch this, Jesus transformed, but he didn't go nowhere. He didn't go nowhere. So watch this. When the supernatural invaded the natural on the mountain with Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, the supernatural indeed invaded the natural, but it didn't snatch up the natural. It transformed the natural. My God. It transformed the natural. So now you got, watch this, Shikorobo-shata. You got the supernatural invaded the natural and transformed the natural, but did not transfer natural. My God, you better write that down. So now, took him into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Hallelujah. Watch this. Now we're going to skip down to verse 11. There's a lot I could talk about, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to stay on track. Verse 11. Skip down to verse 11. And it came to pass as they went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of what? Fire. Didn't I tell you, amen, that the whirlwind is a mixture of a supernatural wind? Supernatural wind, and also a fire. He makes his ministers a flame of fire. All right? Came from heaven and Pentecost, great, mighty, rushing wind. Jesus said in John chapter 3, as the wind blow where it listed, just like those who are led by the Spirit. Okay? When you're led by the Spirit, you're led by a whirlwind that guides you. In the wilderness with the Israelites, our forefathers, there was a cloud of Kabod glory that, amen, that was in the front of them. There was a glory, hallelujah. There was a presence that led them, amen, through the wilderness. A cloud by day and what? A fire by night. So what you see in, my God, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1, this whirlwind that you see is nothing more than the glory of God. It's the glory of God. Watch this. My God, watch this. Watch this. Moses, he said, I want to see your face, God. God says, no man can see me and live. Okay? He said, but there's a place by me. Watch this. Watch this. Elisha was in the place by God. But Elijah was able to see the presence. And because he saw, watch this. The Bible says no man can see God and what? Live. Because Elijah saw the presence of God in his wrongs, he could not live, but he was taken up. He was taken up. He was taken up. And so watch this. Watch this. Everything that he had on was transformed, but he left behind his mantle. The physical mantle that he left behind, okay, we ain't going to go there. We ain't going to go there. That's another teaching for another day. All right, let's pick it back up. So watch this. the whirlwind. He launched into heaven by a whirlwind. Otabashanda. You got fire, and you got the wind of God. So now, let's go back to what we were talking about Moses. He said, I want to see your face, God. God said, you can't see my face and live, but there's a place by me. The reason why Elisha was with Elijah, because he was in preparation for the dimension that Elijah was sitting in. Elijah was a prophet in dimension who was going into realms, being caught up into the third heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus. So God said, Elisha, there is a place by me, because I'm going to take your master away. So the master was able to behold the rawness of his glory. My God. And amen. Because, watch this. It came to pass in verse 1 when the Lord would take up Elijah. You see that? So guess who took him up? It was the what? L-R-D. That is translated as Adonai. That is the Lord. So the Lord came and took Elijah. Let's work on that. So now, the Lord came and took Elijah. The Lord came and told Moses, you can't see me and live. Because if you see me, I'm going to have to take you with me. And I can't take you with me because I still need you to lead these people through the wilderness. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he could not see God and live in the natural. He wouldn't have died. He would have died in the natural. But he would have lived spiritually. That's why Paul says, he said, I got a desire, my God. Go to the book of Philippians. Quickly. Book of Philippians. Shando. Book of Philippians, hallelujah. All right. In the book of Philippians. Watch this. Hallelujah. Now, I saw the scripture. All right, here we go. Watch this. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, he says, verse 20, for our conversation is in what? Heaven. Okay. Our conversation is in heaven. I'm in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Remember what we talked about Paul. Paul said, he said he heard unspeakable things in paradise, right? Okay. We read that in scripture when Paul said he heard unspeakable things in paradise that was unlawful for him to speak. Right? Verse 20 says, for our conversation is in what? Heaven. Okay? Watch this. Now, who are we? We are spiritual beings in a natural body. So watch this. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, our spirit prays, but our knowledge is unfruitful. That way when I will pray with the understanding. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change, my God, who shall change what? Our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Now watch this. Look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our body. Who's going to change our body? The Lord Jesus is going to change our body. So guess what? Let's go back to Elijah, 2 Kings chapter 2. And it came to pass when who? The Lord would take up who? Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind. So, amen. Who was responsible for the translation? The Lord. Who was responsible for the transformation? The Lord. Who was responsible for the transfiguration? The Lord. So if you want the change, you got to see the Lord. If you watch this, Paul's watch this. When Jesus says on a mountain, when he was transfigurated, he had the transfiguration happen, That was an outer transformation. Paul's talking about in Romans chapter 12. Watch this. Paul's talking about in Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world in verse 2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So watch this. You be transformed, transfigurated by the renewing of your body. Watch this. God renews the body to transform the body. Huh? But here, Paul says if you want your insides transformed, then you got to renew your mind. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now watch this. Let's go back to verse 2, in the name of Jesus. We're going back to verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. Now let's go back to verse 11. Skip down to verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on. Okay? Okay? Watch this. Just because God is about to take your leader to another realm, you still are assigned to that leader. Watch this. What's the sense to be with a leader if they're not changing? It came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Watch this. Watch this. Elijah could not summon an outward change unless God changed him. Are you listening? If you want to change your atmosphere, if you want to change your results, you got to let God change you. Watch this. Watch this. If you want to change your ministry, change you. If you want to change your organization, change the leader. But if the leader ain't changing, then the movement is not going to change. Watch this. The enlargement of a leader spiritually is the enlargement of the spirit and the influence and everything else. Watch this. It came to pass as they still went on, verse 11, and talked. Elisha is gaining wisdom from Elijah. They still went on and talked. If you can only be a fly in that conversation and talk, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. There appeared a chariot of fire. Okay? So now we know there was a chariot of fire. Okay? We know that there was, in a natural chariot, there's usually horses that pull a chariot, okay? Now, there's usually somebody in that chariot. Oh, praise God. Who was in the chariot that came and got Elijah with those horses? Who was in the chariot? Your answer is in verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal. So who came and took Elijah? It was the Lord. Now let's keep going. There appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Guess what? The chariot was there. The horses were there. But what was the whirlwind part? The whirlwind was God. And the whirlwind was sitting in the chariot. My God. And guess what? The whirlwind was sitting in the chariot, and because God was that whirlwind, watch this, it caused the chariot to be transformed. It caused the horses to be transformed. Watch this. These were spiritual. Spiritual horses, spiritual chariot, Don't you know everything that's created in the earth realm is symbolic to what's exactly in heaven? There appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. Watch this. Whenever there's a prophetic translation, watch this, it will cause a time of division. Watch this. Not division like sowing discord, but it will come a time of seclusion, amen, a separation, amen, for preparation to go on to the next level, to the next dimension. Why? And parted them both asunder. Watch this. What God had joined together, let no man put what? Asunder. But I thought, wait a minute, God put Elijah and Elisha together. But watch this. As we see, when God was coming to take Elijah to heaven, God split them up. So that lets you know that they were what? They were one in the spirit. Elijah and Elisha was not only master prophet and senior prophet. Watch this. They were not only senior prophet of the school of the prophet. Watch this. Watch this. And Elijah was the master prophet. Now watch this. But when it came time for the leader to go on, watch this. The only thing that could get between that two relationships was God. That lets you know when God has assigned you to a prophet, nobody can come between that covenant except God. See, Elisha didn't care about who was there in the ministry when he got there. All he knew was, God got me here so I can get what I need to get. My God. What God had joined together, let no man put asunder. God joined that connection together. God joined that covenant together with Elijah and Elisha. And it took God to come down from heaven because guess what? If God probably would have took, watch this. If God would have not did it the way that he did it when he took Elijah, Elisha would not have been able to carry on and do the work that was assigned to him. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. He parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up. He didn't went up on his own, but he went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Watch this. Shakorobo-shata. Watch this. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel. You see that? And the horsemen thereof. Watch this. Who was those horsemen? Look at your neighbor, say angels. Therefore, and he saw him no more. He took hold of his own clothes, rent them in two. What did Elisha do? Elisha took his mantle. He had on his own mantle. But watch this. He realized with his leader out of the picture, I have no mantle. But there was a transferring of the mantle that he had into what is that so-called gift he had, that so-called office he had. He tore the garment. Yeah, he was in mourning, but he tore the garment. Watch this. Watch this. I can't put new wine into what? Old wineskins. I can't put new wine into what? Old wineskins. So Elisha had to tear the old. Oh, come on. Stay with me now. Stay with me. He had to tear the old. And by him tearing the old, what came down from heaven? The mantle of Elijah. When he caught it, that signified what was on his leader had now fallen on what? Him. My God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Elisha saw it. He cried, my father, my father. Watch this. My father, my father. My father, my father, the chariot of Israel. And the, watch this. He called him what? My father, my father. He called this man his father. We'll talk about that another time. That's my time for tonight. The name of Jesus Christ is now 9:57. Amen. We bless the Lord, Father. We thank you for this word in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this awesome teaching of prophetic translation, God. We started with Enoch, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who lived for 365 years in the name of Jesus Christ. We went to Hebrews, we went to Genesis, with Isaiah, Lord God, with Paul, Lord God. We ended up with Elijah, Lord God. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for your rhema word, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you all honor, divine majesty, and power, dominion. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for those of you who are online, you can call in the 347-945-5416. You can call in 347-945-5416. We're going to take a few minutes to take a few calls, amen. For those of you who are on the line, you can press 1 right now to come for your questions. If you have any questions concerning the prophetic and everything we have discussed on tonight, you can act, you can step into the prophetic chamber now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have any questions on the study, amen. Hallelujah. While we're waiting for any callers, amen, amen. Remind, amen, if you want to contact us, if you want to sow seeds to this ministry, amen, amen, make sure you go to showfathersofglory.org, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the Eagle Language book on there, Revelatory Teachings from the Prophetic Dimension. We cover a lot of things in that, such as prophetic wisdom, which is in warlocks in the church, amen, you know, servanthood, the double portion, all those things, amen. So make sure, amen, that you get your hands on a copy of that book, amen. It's an awesome book, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you're on the line, amen, you can press 1 if you have any questions on tonight concerning the Bible study. It's good to ask now, amen. Don't wait till we get off the air and be like, man, I should ask a question, man, because I read that, man, and, you know, I had a question. Amen. So you can press 1 now in the name of Jesus Christ. If not, we're going to close, and we'll see you next week. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah for this teaching on tonight. If you wanna copy this teaching, I believe you can download it from the site blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot in the name of Jesus Christ. We're here every Wednesday at 9 p.m. bringing the very best and rhema word teaching, prophetic rhema word teaching in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We bless the Lord for you on tonight in the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Bless you. God bless you. How you doing, sir? You're live on the air. Hello, sir. You're still there.
It's still there.
Amen. You have a question. You're live, amen, on Wednesday Night Lamb, Bible study. We was talking about prophetic translation.
Amen.
Amen. Do you have a question?
Amen, Prophet. I just wanted to, as I take my notes, I want to make sure that I'm in line with the teaching that you have brought forth tonight. You know, the what I got from the teaching is how to be prophetically translated. And a few key notes that I got, and I just want to make sure that I'm in line with what you taught, was you need to fear the Lord. You need to allow God to make decisions for you. And you need to allow God to transform your body as well as renew your mind, and also allow God to separate you from certain things so that he can take you to the next level as well as getting rid of the old in order to obtain the new. Is that pretty accurate as far as being prophetically translated?
Amen. Definitely. You want to be purged. You want to be purified. Amen. Any prophetic vessel, you want to be purified, you want to be purged to be effectively used by the Lord. I think one of the things that hinder a lot of people prophetically in this hour is they don't want to let go of the old. They believe that if it's not familiar, if I'm not used to it, then it's not God, and that's not so. What I find in this hour, God has been, you know, he's been sending to me, even certain people that, you know, people that you may have met 5 minutes ago, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, they've been more faithful than people that you know in your own life. Amen. You know, there's been people that's been in ministries for 10, 15, 25, 30 years because they're comfortable. amen, and then all of a sudden, amen, they get planted in a prophetic ministry such as this or another place or things like that. All of a sudden, their life shift and go to a higher realm. Why? Amen. Because you decide to let go of the old and step into the new. So, amen, you definitely want to be a purged, purified vessel for God in the name of Jesus Christ. You want to be purified. You want to let go of the things that are not of God, because the enemy will try to send distractions into your, he will try to send distractions into your life, amen, but you got to stay steadfast and unmovable, amen?
Amen.
Amen. We bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anybody else out there that have a question? You can definitely step in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You can press 1, the number is 347-945-5416. You can press 1 if you're on the line. So what the thing about this teaching tonight is a very key rhema word. Enoch, he walked with God. And I think that thing is very, very key, walking with God. A lot of people say, you know, a lot of people think they walk with God, but when you're walking with God, he will call you to a high level of holiness. He will call you to a high level of wisdom. He calls you to a very high level. You become weird to people. I know we have a lot of prophets, amen, that they're weird to some folk. They seem very weird to some folk, amen. When you're prophetic, amen, you're called, you're very weird, amen, to people. People may not get you in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You know, there's no discrimination. A true prophet or prophetess, amen, your family not going to get you. And you're going to give them God, whether it's your family, your mama, your daddy. If you're a prophet or prophetess called by God, you ain't going to hold back. Because you, by holding back, you feel the weight of the Lord. You feel the burden of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. But we thank God, amen, for the questions on tonight, amen. There's no other sayings. We're going to get ready to close. But we're here every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Amen. The Lamb of God, Wednesday night Bible study. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We love to sit on here. Amen. And wait for y'all to press 1. Amen. But if you don't press 1 and get in here, amen, we're going to close. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. So on behalf of Pastor Hill, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless God for him. And evangelist, amen. And we bless God, amen. We'll see you next week here on a Wednesday night Bible study. God bless you.